Welcome back to The Analysis. This week, I'm sitting down with Christopher Headley, the founder of Illit Sports. He's a Prince George's County native. Let's take a listen.
All right. So, Christopher, tell me, first of all, how did you come up with Illit Sports?
Well, growing up in the DMV area, I played AAU basketball. Basketball is my passion. So this area is so rich with talent in every sport. It's easy for an athlete to feel overshadowed by someone who has plays for a bigger school or private school or something along those lines. So I have a son. He's 11 years old, and he reminds me of me. He loves basketball. He wants to go pro. So I just wanted to design something that could give kids, along with my son, maximum exposure.
Wonderful. And what year did you start this?
Oh, I'd say about 2021. So it was an idea. Then it was a passion. I had to complete it. All of the pit stops and distractions, I had to minimize it and just lock in.
And so how's it going now? Is it an app or just a website?
So it's a mobile app. So it is available on Google Play and Apple stores. And the website is just the merch. So those are the logo, and I have it on athletic wear for right now.
How many users are you up to now?
So we launched January 1st, and I looked in the back end. I'm obsessed with looking in the back end. So I'm up to 283 subscribers.
Wow.
Mostly parents and kids. I have a limited amount of coaches. And that's my next market.
You launched the app January 1st of this year?
This year.
Wow. That's pretty cool. That's been an idea that's been brewing for a minute. Now you're fully launched through the app, kicking off 2026.
Yes.
And you're over 200 subscribers is pretty good for just launching. That's amazing. I'm sure it'll continue to grow. And what is your objective? So do you want to help kids, talented athlete stars go pro? Or is this also a way for them to connect with private schools, maybe get some education opportunities as well?
Yes, I would say you nail both. I would like to do both. Help them go pro. Or if, let's say, high school or after high school, they would like to gain a scholarship. That's something I was definitely interested. But now with the success of the NIL, college athletes are getting paid.
They are getting paid.
That is a blessing. Free school and get paid. So if I can, either one, just want to help them along their sports journey, it's just amazing to see.
Great. Walk me through the sign-up process. So I get on your app. What information am I giving you?
So the best thing about this is the kids love it, but the parents will appreciate the safety features. So coaches, trainers, the adults, the parents, they would log on with the Gmail account. And from their dashboard, the parent would be able to sign up their athlete. And they can link all of their athletes from their dashboard. So they are able to monitor in real time messages, friend requests from anyone reaching out to them. So I wanted to focus on the parent side of it. So all you need is your Gmail for the adult, and you create the password and log in for your youth athlete.
That's a great idea. So the parents have more control and there's less interference with the mission there. So the parents log their kids, sign their kids up, and they're able to log on. And then once they're in, they upload a photo of themselves, their stats.
Yes. So with this, they're able to upload GPA. I stress that with all the kids that I talk to. And GPA, highlight reels, and the low lights. So not just the highlights and the spectacular plays. You could wake up every morning, do push-ups. So you're just building that digital brand presence. So if you're going to the weight room, you're going on the field, you're going jogging every day, you're just posting consistency. Coaches and trainers like to see the behind-the-scenes action. So
wow,
everything is up there.
So you could do kind of like social with Instagram. You could post the stories, kind of like just show your highlight reel of your life and what you're working on. Have you seen any recruits through your app so far? Any coaches reaching out to athletes?
So because we were just getting started, I've I reached out to a couple of youth DMV 7 and under football teams, and the coaches have been hitting me up like, hey, I need this app. I love what you're doing. So they are uploading kids' profiles for them.
And oh, wow.
So it's growing. It's definitely growing. Like I said, I'm addicted to the back end to see how many subscribers are. So I'm always checking, and I see the kids are definitely being signed up, which I love.
That's excellent. I love that for you too, because we do have stars that have come from the DMV, like Kevin Durant, plenty of basketball stars and football stars from the DMV, not only football, but swimming. I mean, you name it, we have talent here.
That's
So that's great. What do you hope for the future of Elite Sports? And is it free?
It is completely free. So the future goal is I want to be the number one pipeline for all student athletes to upload and to showcase their talent. So Elite Sports, the name came from Elite Dim or lack of light. So I wanted to shine light on all athletes. So that's where the name came from. So I want every athlete around the world, whatever sport you play, male or female, to just come on the app and showcase and just get your shine on.
Great. And in terms of funding, I know lots of startups need funding. How were you able to continue this mission?
Oh, working two jobs. Nonstop. So I had to cut back on a few things and just focus on the goal. And I believe that came from the sports background in me, just being a competitor. So when one door closes, I have to find another way in. So I've been working.
That's awesome. I know it's hard, and keep going. I'm sure you will be recognized for your work at some point. Are you planning on pitching at any competition coming up? Start.
So I definitely would love to host my own event. So I've gotten very close with the local AAU leagues. So they're allowing me to set up tables and talk to the parents and talk to the athletes as they're coming in. But eventually I would like to host my own event. So it could be like Elite Sports Weekend, football, basketball, things of that nature. So
hopefully
hopefully
you'll pitch at DC Startup Week or Techsgiving soon. I'm plugging those because I've participated in moderating a couple panels at both of those conferences, and they love a great pitch. So definitely encourage you to pitch there at some point. So they have prizes for sure. And in terms of, you know, the parents who may be signing their kids up, what should they expect in terms of communication? If a coach is interested in a child, how does that work?
Oh, the parent can feel safe knowing that they have real-time alerts. So they'll receive the message and notification as soon as it happens. So they'll be able to moderate who's talking to their athlete. So I took extreme care in considering all parents' number one fear of social media. And that's just content and who's reaching out to them.
That's so true. And lastly, people like to know your background here in the DMV. I will be sharing this on my podcast. And so tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get started in your career outside of building this app?
Outside of building this app. So I went to Sarasville High School right here in Clinton, Maryland, PG County. So that's where the competitive nature came from. I played up a lot of great stars and great athletes here. So from there, I went on to college, graduated from Robert Morris University, and I'm in the IT field and just learning different things, just reading just new technologies, man, just seeing my son and just being a part of kids. I wouldn't say I'm a trainer, but if I see a kid in the gym, I have to talk to him. I have to try to help him out. So that's just the coach deep down in me. And maybe I'll explore that later on, but it's just the just wanting to help kids, wanting to help my son, and just reading the technologies. I had an idea, I flirted with it, and I decided to lock in and saying this is something that really kids can appreciate, and the parents can have a peace of mind knowing that, hey, my child is only viewing sports content. I can monitor everything so they can feel safe.
as a Prince George's County native, and I do an IT outside of, which is great. It goes hand in hand. You got the technology side going for you. And it sounds like, you know, this is a great opportunity for the parents, the students, everybody. It sounds like this will be great. You mentioned you played against some stars. Who were some of the biggest stars you played against when you were coming up?
Oh, the biggest stars, I'd say there were so many. I went to Chris McCray at Fairmont Heights. Mike Beasley, of course. Lewis Hennett. From Gwynn Park, so many guys that gave me nightmares, but it made me better. It made me better as a player, so I definitely learned a lot.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for making time and talking about your app. Definitely looking forward to sharing your story.
Thanks for listening. For now, you can subscribe to keep up with the latest.